We interrupt this program with a special report.
I got a message for all you folks out there in Radio Land. So sit tight and bend an ear.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Manga Monday show. My name's Edgar.
And I'm Ben, and I wasn't supposed to be wearing my glasses.
And now we know what you truly look like now.
Yeah,
now the world is just shamed. They had this perfect, handsome image of you, and now it was like stained by the...
Hey,
no, I feel the
my
same
girlfriend
too.
Thinks I look good with glasses, so there you go.
I can't relate.
I think you look great in glasses.
All right, thank you. That counts.
No problem.
Thank you. But yeah, guys, we're back on. We're back for the second live-action episode for those of you watching on YouTube.
Yep.
It still feels like we've been doing like these live reactions like for a month now, but this is like the third video in like
in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that we've done, so we haven't done this at like very long
and
at all.
and it's been a while since we recorded the podcast in general, so it just I feel like the gaps are, then again, we're recording like really late.
Yeah.
Compared to
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Martin Luther King Day. Yeah. You guys have dreams, he did too. So, yeah.
Is that great?
Yeah, yeah.
Very relatable.
Is this like the first episode where we actually record on a Monday?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, we don't actually record on Mondays. I know we're frauds, but yeah, this is actually the first time we're recording on a Monday. The video version is going to be out for you guys on Tuesday, but of course, for those of you who are listening to the audio version, I'm sure this will be out before then.
It's Monday one way or another, because we're definitely recording on a Monday.
It's Monday somewhere in the world.
Yeah, it's Monday... Actually, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I was like,
Maybe someone's reading Garfield and like he mentions Monday or something like that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So some upgrades this week, Edgar. As we said, every single week we're gonna have some nice upgrades. This week we got nice lighting. Some nice lighting going on in the
background.
Yeah, it
looks real nice. Yeah. Not just your usual white background. I mean, already like what Ben got for us, this nice, room separator apparatus.
It's a room divider.
There you go. Really cool, really classy, and then like the purple, like the LED light. It's not just purple; you can change whatever color you want. Really classy.
Yeah,
makes us look more professional, you know, because we want to provide you, you know, the best of the best, and it'll keep improving on from there.
1,000,000,000%.
Yeah. So we got some news for you today. We got some, and we're gonna do a full review on the Spy Family season 1, at least part 2, more specifically. But before we get into that, let's just, it's been a while since we caught up. I don't think we did it last episode.
I don't think we've done it the past couple of episodes,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, because last episode was a special, and then, like, nothing happened the previous one. So let's just catch up on what's been going on with their lives, if anything at all.
You go first.
Starting back
here,
school.
Scoot forward just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to collectively scoot forward just a little bit. Because we're both, I think we're both clashing into the room divider just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good?
The set falls down. Like, it falls back and you see all the crap behind it.
Hey, man. I would love for that to happen. Hold on. Just making sure we're okay. Yeah, we're good. I just wanted to, I'm not wearing my contacts today. I'm running out, so I need to order a few more.
Dude, my eye got dry, when I was at the auto shop. They were working on my car. And my contact like slipped out of my eye, and I had to throw it away, because originally I went to the sink and I was gonna put some water, maybe I could put it in my eye, but it fell in the sink. I'm like,
oh no!
So I had to throw the other one away, and that's like the last contacts I had. Now I gotta go to the eye doctor again.
Oh man,
contact
dude, I'm so sorry.
Issues, and I gotta wear these old stupid glasses. But nothing else has been happening with me lately, other than starting back school this semester.
Yep,
and. Working on a new script for a short film. Mm-hmm. Picking up One Piece again. I think this might be the biggest...
Content! Let's go!
Like, all if right. I... No, you're good. Yeah. Money! But in terms of, like... I think once I finish Thriller Bark, would this gap be longer from... Because remember how, like, the gap was really big from Alabasta to whenever I started Water 7 Saga?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Or what? Which gap was it? There was a gap that was.
It was. You took your time reading Skypiea. That was that. There you go. Yeah. It was that. Because he had a bit of struggle getting through Skypiea, which I kind of get. Because Skypiea isn't the best One Piece art. I still love it, but you know. I think. Yeah. No. This was definitely, I think, the biggest gap from when you started. When you really started to read it, right? Yeah. So like when you really started to read it was like Baratie. I think Baratie was when you were like not fully on, but you were fully reading it mm-hmm. at a steady pace. So yeah, it's been a while since we had One Piece, but you know.
I mean, I like ran through Water 7 and Enies Lobby like real quick. Yeah. Like it was like the fastest I've read. I mean, I don't know if I was like, it was kind of like a mixture of like, let's get this going. But it was also like, man, this is like really good. This is like the most entertaining One Piece has been for me when I was reading that. So not saying that it's not entertaining, but, you know, you've heard people's grievances with Thriller Bark not being, you know, the best. Here it's really good in the end. So I'm looking forward to that.
I would say Thriller Bark is probably one of the most, in terms of One Piece, right? It's still a great arc in terms of other animes and mangas, but in terms of One Piece, it's mediocre until like the last 20 chapters, and the last 20 chapters really, really hit.
Really, you always mention how it's your favorite panel in all of manga.
Mm-hmm. All of manga.
That's wild. I mean, I've been spoiled on a
I might be putting it up on a pedestal for you.
It could be your personal. I mean, it's your personal favorite, so no, it doesn't have to be like, you know, you know, it's not an objective thing to say that or anything.
Yeah, definitely not.
But I'm wondering if I know what it looks like, or if I've been spoiled on it before. I really don't think I have been.
I don't think you've been spoiled on this one, because I don't think this is anybody else's favorite panel. It's just for me, when I read it, and I watched it in the anime, and I was like, they did not do this justice. And I'm like,
been watching all of One Piece anime.
To be honest, yeah,
maybe I mean, one or two episodes.
They're gonna do something this year. I would say pretty well. I mean, the One Piece animators, they said that this season is going to be the best.
Yeah.
Or this season.
Still on Wano, you know? Right?
Yeah. They're not even close to being done with Aonigashima. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I think that once you get past Thriller Bark, there is a good stretch of story that's going to take you on, that's going to take you on forward until the time skip. So yeah, that's going to be very exciting.
I'm really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else. I might pick up Jujutsu Kaisen again. I did finish like up till volume 18, very beginning of Colon Game arc. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out if I want to keep reading past what the volumes are offering, or just, you know, read as every volume goes on. Because I do that with Vinland Saga. I like reading it physically for some reason. And I did that with Jujutsu Kaisen, so like I might just stick with that. But
I wish I had your patience. I can't. I have to like read it like when it comes out.
Yeah.
I'm so impatient.
But I think after, if once I pick up One Piece again, I might pick up something else. Ben wants me to watch Ranking of Kings and read Vagabond, right?
Yep.
Between, if you have to, I'll probably do Ranking of Kings first, because Vagabond is a bit of a longer series. I'm also really interested in seeing what Wit did with that series, and I might want to check out the dub for that, because my boy ProdZD from YouTube voices one of the characters.
Justin
there.
Briner plays one of the younger one of the younger princes.
Yeah. Who voices
Bocchi?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's some girl. Bocchi doesn't really speak.
No, I know. I know that. Yeah. I'm curious if it was someone that I knew or something like that.
Yeah.
But looking forward to those two series. I'm going to finally read something that Ben actually recommends. I always joke about him. Like, oh, Ben, I've been reading One Piece because you and blah, 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 blah. And like,
I didn't recommend it to we had no, an argu- no, no, I'm we saying, had an argument about this the other day where he was like, Ben, you never watch what I want you to watch. And I'm like, what? And I was like, well, I normally take that. I take that on the chin and I go, yeah, he's right. But this week, I listened to that, and it took me like 2 minutes to go, wait a second, no, no, that is wrong. And I was like, wait a second, I read this, 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 and I'm watching Love is War, and I'm doing
Dude,
all this stuff.
So, so, like, short series compared to what I'm dealing with in One Piece. You can understand right. my plight when I tell
listen
you.
Listen to me. No. Listen to me. Get this. I didn't tell him to watch One
I
Piece.
I didn't tell you to read Black Clover. I didn't tell you to read that.
Yeah, but I've just, I've read so much.
And I have to sit here and listen to him. I don't think it's that good. Well, I didn't tell you. I wanted you to read something else, so... Have you finished that yet?
Black Clover.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna I told you I'm gonna do a live stream of it, but that'll be eventual. But
oh know. My god.
But you know, I think yeah, I was just telling him and I was like, and then Edgar came up with the thing where he said, Ben never tells me what he wants me to read or watch. And I went to last week's
well,
episode.
Well, you like say, hey, you should probably read this. And that's it. You don't make a case for it. You don't sell
don't
it.
Make
you,
a case.
You gotta
I'm
sell
like,
me on
I'm
it.
I'm like, you read whatever you want to read, man. You know, I'm not even like, I'm not going to push you unless, you know, like we can make
It's our
content.
Jobs to push each other. Otherwise,
well,
how
unless
are you
we can
read?
Make content for yeah. it, you know, which you're already doing for One Piece. So I don't feel that big in a, yeah. of a rush.
You did, I mean, I don't know how far you've been on, but you started, you at least watched the first episode of Love is War.
Yep.
Yeah, that I was did. Really, I got really excited for that.
I did, and I watched the second episode.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really good series. I recommend recently. Keep going, because that's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going. I it's been a while since I've watched the first episode of something that made me, you know, laugh very hard.
Yeah.
I will have to say that it's like, I might have to watch it in sub and dub, because it's just like, it's so good in both. And both of them have their own little thing going on, you know?
It's because for sub, if I remember correctly, there's like a lot of text.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky that I was a veteran sub watcher by the point I had watched this, because it gives you, there's a character speaking, there's the subs for that. And then there's a narrator speaking over what the characters are saying. And then sometimes there's a text that says that, like a random text that's like on the episode, like, look, what day is it? Or like, what's going on or something. And that all three of them happen at once. And you're like if you're not fast enough, you like
you
miss
know,
it.
It's one of my like, not dreams, but I would like to do it. If I ever like get in good with Crunchyroll, I would love to do or like do projects with them that are older dubs that need or older subs that need dubs. Like Tatame Galaxy. Why does Tatame Galaxy not have a dub? Tatame Galaxy is so fast that like you have to pause every 5 seconds because the
so dub series that don't have a dub.
Yeah, yeah, and there's so many. There's so many good old ones that do not have dubs, and Tatame Galaxy is one of those that I really think that they should do. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're very preoccupied with older dubs. I mean, newer dubs. So
yeah.
Who knows?
What
Who
about
knows?
You? Anything else you've been up to?
No, I took a little bit of a break from Berserk because I just finished. I just finished. For those of you Berserk readers, I just finished Golden Age, and
wait, Golden Age already?
Yeah, I just need a little bit
what
of.
What is
a break.
That? Wait, isn't that like in the middle of the story? Or am I crazy?
It's like chapter 98.
You read that much?
Yeah.
I last I checked on him, he was reading like the first volume. I didn't know you read that much on it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I read passed through the fourth one of those. But I'm waiting Damn. I'm waiting for those to come in because I want to read it. I was reading it digitally and I was like, ah, oh, this doesn't hit as much.
Yeah, because these deluxe versions are like,
very huge. You were talking about how they're like grimoires, and I really enjoy them for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and something. It was one of those things where I was like, I knew this was going to happen. And you read it, but then later next week, you're like, did that really happen in the story or was I just hallucinating?
Yeah.
You know? And you're like, did the story really go in that direction? And then I read it again and I went, maybe I need to take a break from the series even though I just started. You know, so I'm only on chapter 98. I got like 200 something chapters to go. But I don't know. A lot of people say that the Golden Age is the best part of Berserk. I hope not. I hope it gets better.
I hear it's one of, if not the best, but yeah. I hear it's still good.
Yeah,
all the
it's
way.
Still good overall. But yeah, it's funny because my friend Adam is reading it too, and there's just a lot of talk about, you know, the RIP scenes and about whether they're necessary, you know. But
yeah, one of our first episodes on the Manga Money Show, we were talking about like people's like, you know, like disgust with those types of scenes, and like they were trying to cancel Berserk. because of that.
Oh, right.
Remember that? I remember talking about that like in the first few episodes. Like,
just because he has it in his manga does not mean he like condones it. I have seen those arguments that people, but it's supposed to take place, like Berserk is about probably the darkest story I have ever read, other than maybe H.P. Lovecraft stuff. I would say that it's like, it's dark, like immensely dark. But yeah, so I've been reading Berserk, and also I've been prepping just for a whole bunch of stuff this week. This week is so busy. Applying to agencies, just a lot of stuff. I'm going to try and start uploading on my own channel this week. And it's been interesting reading the reactions. We haven't really talked about this on the podcast about our... I can't lie to you. The urge that I felt to just drop everything we're doing and become a reaction channel, you know?
I kind of feared that it would go to that, like,
you know.
Because, like, I saw, like, wow, that's a lot of videos. And, like, and Ben was like, our latest video that isn't this one,
yeah,
was a reaction to the openings. And I suggested before, like, what if we, like, watch, like, anime live adaptation movies just for the fun of it?
Yeah.
But I don't want to be, like, one of those, like, live reaction, like, channels. But, like, after that video was published and how so well it did in a short amount of time, Ben was like, hey, yo,
the comments under it, they were all great. They were all very supportive. And it was just like, wow, I was like, this is so wholesome.
More of this, please.
Yeah,
and you're exactly. Like, yeah, I don't know, maybe.
But we definitely will. I haven't seen like 95% of like the Chainsaw Man endings. Maybe we could do a reaction to that. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Like maybe we'll just do it like a routine where we react to just something like every 2 weeks, you know, whether it's a new opening, a new trailer, a cascade of trailers, all that junk. There is some stuff on that video that I want to talk about that's My Hero Academia related. Have you seen these comments, Edgar?
I remember seeing one of them, but I don't know if it's... I don't remember any of them specifically, so...
Let's see, so...
This is a comment to our anime openings reaction, and one of the openings we reacted to was the new My Hero Academia Season 6 second opening.
Yeah, so first name Ray, last name C commented in regards to My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Right. He said, Yutaka Nakimura, in parentheses, the one who animated most of... the opening's action scenes, who usually does the flashy animations for MHA.
I did know that, yeah.
Like in movies, Deku vs. Shoto, Season 2, Overhaul Fight in Season 4, etc. Our favorite parts, you know. Said he was busy during Part 1 of Season 6, but he may be present somewhere for Part 2, which he mentioned on Twitter.
That'd be hilarious if like, second part was better than... I mean, it's still a good arc.
Yeah, it's still very good arc.
But... You know, generally people prefer the first, like the war arc, but it'd be funny if it was like better animated and handled like, you know.
I'm just a little bit like, what? You're busy? You're busy?
Yeah, stuff to do, man. You got other jobs. Like you got.
You're busy.
And man, not everyone.
My Hero Academia.
Not everyone likes My Hero. Maybe he just doesn't like it.
Yeah, maybe he just hates it.
Yeah.
Well, then give him a raise. You know, like come on, dude. You know, One Piece has a similar. Toei Animation have a similar animator who like animated all the best parts of Broly and the best parts of One Piece, and everybody points to him and is like, oh, like when they see him in the director title of that One Piece episode, they know it's going to be good.
I know he's still around. But he was more well known back then.
Sure.
A very popular Bones animator, worked on Soul Eater and Full Metal Alchemist. Some of the best animation scenes were done by one guy.
Wow.
And you can tell his style too, and it's really good. Cool. Yeah. And Naruto is, I think their famous animator is like known for like the choreographed fight scenes in Naruto.
Yeah.
I just watched like that's what makes me want to watch Naruto, because like I've never seen so much choreography in a fight scene, because usually it's just like one attack.
Yeah.
But, like Naruto is known for like 50 moves in like 1 minute, and you're like, how can you animate that? How do you do that? How do you like do? No, man. But either way, props to those. Like, there's always like that one, those like few animators that stand tall above the others and above the rest, and that everyone knows their names. I feel like I'm not there yet to where I know the names, but like if I want to get in, if I want to get into like, you know, animators and like anime, I probably like need to know it. I can definitely tell them, like, I can definitely see the similarities when I'm watching anime. Like, hey, that looks like that one scene from like another anime. But regardless, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Any other comments that stood out to you from the video?
Yeah. So one of them was from Oscar Bergen or Bergin. He said, basically, FYI, the staff of Vinland Saga Season 2 is mostly the same as Season 1. He says, I've seen some odd complaints about people not liking MAPPA take on the series, not knowing that they are talking down to the same people that made the first season. And yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. And I commented and I said, yes, we know that, that it's the same animation team.
I just, but I mean, I in my opinion, it looks not like, it's not like night and day. I'm not saying
new episode
it's like
today, by the way.
I
very
haven't
exciting.
Seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either.
But but it's, I'm not saying it's like night and day, but like it is, it's not the same. Like, I mean, but it's aged over time. I feel like Wit, I mean, again, I know same animators, but Wit had like a glossier look in a sense. Like their highlights were more like...
Wit's always been glossier. Like you can see similarities of the change from Vinland Saga Season 1 and Season 2 to Season 3 of Attack on Titan and Season 4.
Yeah.
You know, it's very... It's, I would say MAPPA is like, I guess, kind of bleak in the way they draw hair and other things.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go. That too. The hair isn't as defined as Wit tends to do.
And don't take this wrong. It's dull, but in the sense of color dull. Not like it's dull in a bad way. It is different. It is 1,000,000,000% different.
Yeah.
But... You know,
I wouldn't go as far to say that it's like not good.
No,
that was never my argument. Even though I might have accidentally said it.
I don't think he was talking. He was saying other comments. I don't think he was talking about you. But for this season, I mean, we have only gotten one episode, so it's really hard to make a. So they might do, you know, awful animation halfway through the season, and then we have a different conversation. You know,
I mean, I don't see them. There's no room or like no chance for them to do that unless they're just lazy, because this isn't really an action heavy arc.
There is one part that has a lot of action.
Well, towards the end, but not nearly as enough as the next few arcs will be, which I hope they like. Push 5 years back just to do that, please, because I would like those to be top notch.
Yes,
but that's asking a lot nowadays. So what are you gonna do?
Definitely.
But I'm really looking forward to that series, to Vinland Saga. We were also watching Nagatoro. Nagatoro was pretty good.
Oh yeah, I saw the first three episodes are already out, and I was like,
yeah, the first, like, the second episode came out really quick, and the third came out really quick too. I'm also watching another show. I haven't seen the newest episode, but Tomo-chan is a Girl. That one's pretty funny. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah,
it's like
when
there's two best friends, and then like a guy like doesn't really treat his best friend like a girl because she's a girl, but they're both. She's kind of like boyish and like really like, you know, physical and like isn't like. Not karate, but she's in something. And he's like, yeah, you're a best buddy, huh? But they like slap each other. And then she's like, I like you. And she's like, I like you as a friend too. And she's like, no, that's not what I wanted. Like
no.
It's pretty funny. Like, I like the concept.
That's good.
It's a pretty good concept.
Yeah. You know what I really want to see? I really want to see Komi Chan Can't Communicate.
Komi Can't Communicate.
Yeah.
That's actually really funny. That's a really funny anime.
I have seen a video.
There's two scenes where I laughed out loud so hard.
Is it the You Say Run part?
It's that one, but it's not that one, but that's a good moment.
I saw that clip and it was like, it was a You Say Run moment, and obviously it's a pivotal point in the show when Komi speaks, you know.
Yeah, it's when she like cheers on Tadano, I think that's the main character's name. She cheers him on during a race, and he like gears up and like dashes off to like.
Like in the edit, it has like a behind the like you know a flashback like Deku has and all that stuff, and then he runs and it says he finished third.
yeah, what the... yeah, 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 yeah.
I love that. Funny. I love that. So I'm really excited. I think I'll watch that after.
It's pretty.
Love is
it's
War,
really. Yeah, that one's really funny. That's an underrated one.
But it's got already like 23 volumes, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
You know, so it's kind of daunting. But I mean, it looks great, and I love the style of it. It all looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And the premise is good. It looks interesting. But yeah. Other than that, nothing much. That's basically it.
Yeah, we like watching shows. What can I say? Speaking of shows, Last of Us came out. I know Ben's not watching it. He probably wants to put that off. I just wanted to throw that out there that I watched it. That was good. You know, I have my grievances. I have my worries still, but I like Pedro Pascal.
I love Pedro Pascal.
I like the creators of Chernobyl. And when
Bella Ramsey was good in Game of Thrones, too.
Yeah, she was great as Ellie. I didn't really agree with her as a choice for Ellie when they first announced it, but she grew on me fairly quickly. I think she's a great choice. It's pretty impressive. If y'all haven't watched it, go check it out. But if you're like Ben, who really is worried about how they would handle the next part two, to be specific.
Just realize, guys.
I understand that.
Just realize, guys, I was in love with the first Last of Us. It's not like my favorite video game ever, like people were like saying. I think it's a good, it's one of the best stories in video games, I will say, and it's a very gray story. However, when the second one came out, it was like during the height of the pandemic, and I played it, and I don't think the story is necessarily bad, but I think it is the worst video game I've ever played. In the sense of it made me depressed. I was so sad, and I don't want to play this.
What's the opposite of rewarding you when you're playing a game? It's like punishing you for like doing things.
It punishes you for liking the first game. That's what I'll say about it.
I wonder if I was an interviewer, and I was interviewing Neil Druckmann, if they were to pick up, they're obviously going to do the second part. I would like, I don't know how they're going to handle that at all. But if I was an interviewer, I'd give him.
I don't think Neil Druckmann cares. I think he'll just do it.
No, I mean, like, but I would like thing. I would ask him. I like to see how his mind works and say,
yeah,
it's obvious that people don't like 50-50 at least. People don't like that game or they hate it straight up.
There's
a good amount of people that like it.
The fact that it won Game of the Year is absurd.
Yeah.
That is the, like, when you look at the list of Game of the Years, I technically agree with all of them. It's that one that I look at and I'm like, that is just such a crime. Like 2020 year, the year of gaming, was a really pivotal year.
Or
in
the
bringing people
games that
together.
Came out that year?
The games that came out that year, what should have won, Ghost of Tsushima. That should have won.
Because
this is what I'm saying, by the way. I played The Last of Us 2, and I was so depressed halfway through that I stopped playing, and it was the day Ghost of Tsushima came out, played it, cured my depression. Brilliant game. Brilliant game. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's just a regular RPG, but it's one of the best stories told in gaming. It's really
good. I was like worried when I was like, I loved watching PewDiePie react to like playing video games, and at the time, like, he didn't by that point he wasn't really playing video games anymore, but he was like hyping up The Last of Us 2.
Yep.
And when he got to a certain part, you know, the part, he was just like depressed and like uninterested and like for the rest of the game, and I'm like, wow, how could you know it's like not in a good situation when he's like, you know.
1,000,000,000%. Man.
Yeah, but I would like to ask Neil Druckmann. He's like, basically what they asked Hajime Isayama.
Yeah.
But like, you know, maybe not the same way, but I'd be like, you know, people really don't like this game.
Yeah.
Like this second part, would you change it? How do you feel about it? What do you have to say for yourself? How do you sleep at night?
What are you doing, man?
But that interview, I guarantee you that interview is going to happen somewhere. And I'm going to be like looking at it. Like, and I'm going to be like anticipating for it and see what that guy has to say. If he's just going to be like all denial, like, no, it's good. I'm going to do it. It's going to be the same. You know, that's, I don't know what he sounds like, but
yeah,
I'm just kind of really curious to see what he'll have to say for that. It'd be an awkward interview or like the worst in the world one way or another.
No, 1,000,000,000%.
But yeah, let's just get on to news. I only have like two.
Hold on. Before we move
forward.
Okay,
never mind. Scratch that.
Before we move forward, because I'm not done with this conversation.
Oh, no, yeah. Go ahead.
The ending of The Last of Us 2. I stopped it and then I watched the ending and I was like, this ending, I hate I hate it so much. I hate the ending of The Last of Us 2 so much. Because Ellie, she
Spoilers, by the way.
Ellie murders and murders and murders hundreds of people to get to Abby so that she can kill Abby. And then at the end, she's about to kill Abby and goes, nah. She, like... And then she gets flashbacks of Joel, and she's like, Joel wouldn't have wanted me to do this. And I'm like, but you already killed people. And worse, you killed dogs, right? You you killed people.
Forget people. You know? Dogs have died.
Like, and a lot of people are like, oh, it's because, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, it's because you hate Abby. It's because you hate women. But it's like, no, it's because I genuinely care for Ellie, because I really, really like Ellie, because I played as Joel, the person who murdered hundreds of people to keep Ellie safe.
Yeah,
you know. So, yeah, it's just,
I remember I've seen like two videos that were like each over an hour long, like discussing and like rewriting the second part of The Last of Us. So interesting to watch. I go check them out. I think one of them is by Just Writing or something like that. Okay. Another channel, A Closer Look or something like that. One of them. That
sorry about that. I just needed to say
man. I mean, that second part's going to be really dicey when they get to that. But regardless, first part of Last of Us, HBO Max's series, pretty good so far. I wonder how the second episode will go. On a small tangent side note, cool news, good news. Better Call Saul won Critics' Choice Awards for Best Drama Show.
Yeah.
And Giancarlo Esposito and Bob Odenkirk both won Best Actor.
At the Golden Globes?
No.
Because
I don't know about
House of the Dragon won Best Drama.
No, at the Critics' Choice Awards that happened last.
Critics' Choice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're a bit more, if not prestigious, a bit more respected and taken seriously than that.
Nobody takes the Golden Globe seriously. Though I will say the two people who won Best Supporting Actor and Best Actress from Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That speech
they won again.
Ki
Hu Kwan. I don't know how to say the name correctly. Apologize. Ki Hu Kwan and Michelle Yeoh both won the same awards again for Critics' Choice Award, and it won best film for the Critics' Choice Awards as well.
Very good.
Really good
news. Deserved.
Yeah, but Better Call Saul.
Might be my favorite movie I've ever watched. Yeah. I love that movie so much.
It's really good. Really good film. I go check it out if I have it. It's probably going to be the number one contender for best. If you watch the Oscars, it'll be like, you know, it might win it for sure. But yeah, that's all I got to say about that. Let's just dive into some headlines.
Man.
Again, very few. Either not a lot happened, but I've kind of forgot like that I have to save headlines. I've been kind of on a social media unbinge, or like, you know, like on a social media diet, where I usually get my news headlines from is from Twitter. So I haven't been on Twitter for a while.
There you
go.
Why don't you get us started then, bud?
I only have two things right here. Let me just get my phone that fell down somewhere on the floor.
Oh, did it escape?
Yeah, it escaped from me.
It escaped.
Mushoku Tensei is gonna get a mobile video game.
You're gonna play that stuff, right?
Yeah, I know, right? I got it right here, the name. It's not a mobile video game, but it's a RPG. It's called Quest of Memories. It's coming soon, I believe, sometime this year. I'm going to get it. I like Mushoku Tensei a lot, to where I just buy anything from that series. But I'm not a big follower or like believer in anime game adaptations. They usually don't go really good. They're either very niche and they can be good, but they're like not very.
Dragon Ball is the only one that I'm like, yeah, it has the best video games out of all of them.
I mean, you don't have
even
to
though
try,
Dragon Ball has some stinky ones.
You don't have to try that hard. It's just fighter games. Like, that's all you got to do with it, pretty much.
Well, the last one was an RPG, Kakarot.
Really?
Yeah, Kakarot, you play through the entire Dragon Ball Z story. It's really good.
I know that.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. It could have been better, but it is still really good. And it just recently got a Bardock update. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Let's see right here. I got something else. Teen romantic comedy, or Snafu, is getting an OVA episode. Will release on April 27th. And it will be bundled with a limited edition new Origaru console game.
Yeah.
So you get a video game and an OVA from My Teen Romantic Comedy Is a Joke, I believe is the full title of the name.
Mm-hmm.
Really like that series, underrated slice of life and romance. I mean, I know it's really popular, but I feel like it's not talked enough as much as other series.
Yeah.
If it's Canon, that'd be great, but it's an OVA, so I'm really happy either way. I don't know if it was missing a part from the story from the light novels, but if it's just some extra stuff, I don't care. I'm going to be watching, and a new video game would be pretty cool as well. And lastly, I got Kodansha is ending semi-published manga distribution worldwide. This basically means that there will be no legal way to read certain manga moving forward. This includes stuff like Eden Zero along with other series. It's kind of weird. Don't know why they do something like that. Didn't we
And then they will berate us for doing illegal things. This is how we get them. This is how we get them.
And the age of pirates began.
Oh, that's why you were saying
that. What did you think? I was like,
oh, that's why I see in all these comments that are like, I'm going to be the pirate king.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
You know, because they're about to pirate it, I see. Yeah. But this is what they do, Edgar. They go, well, we're not going to release it to any of you guys, but when you guys do see it, you know, illegally, oh, we'll get you, you know.
Yeah. That sucks. Didn't we, like,
Eden Zero is popular, too.
Yeah. Why you do this? Why are you doing this? Who knows?
If Attack on Titan was still going, man, that would be bad.
Low blow.
That would be bad.
That'd suck.
That would be bad.
There was also an interview. I don't have this as a headline, but there was a big interview with Crunchyroll and Hajime Isayama talking about the aftermath of Attack on Titan. He would like to do some spinoffs. Don't know exactly what that means, but there's still stuff in the story of that world that he'd like to get into. Not technically a sequel. That's not inherently out of the window yet, but he said that there's stuff in that story that he would like to tell. Nothing specifically. But he feels like, you know, more supported now because, you know, people have, like, not forgave him, but you know what I mean? After that New York panel that he went to, he kind of had another pick-me-up juice. Like, you know, not the world doesn't hate me, you know what I mean? And we technically never did, at least not the non-toxic ones.
At least not the, dude, like, come on. I love you, Isayama, but you can't look on Twitter and see, oh, man, these people hate me, you know? Like,
hey, man, not even Twitter. He checked his mailbox and people were sending in.
Nobody cares if you write a bad, like, not nobody cares. A lot of people cared about Attack on Titan if you write a bad story. But what people really care about is if you're ignorant and you write a bad story, right?
Yeah. So
I mean, we were talking about Neil Druckmann earlier. Like,
yeah,
he's more
on the ignorant side.
Like,
I feel
Neil Druckmann, he's like, oh, it's because, you know, they're all conservative man babies, and I'm over here as liberal as you get, and I'm like, what do you want? What do you want from me? You know, like I just don't like it. You know, but we have gotten to that age where it's like there's a lot of storytellers who have become. If you don't like it, it's because, you know, it's because there's something wrong with you, right?
Yeah, There's a
like
lot
the She-Hulk creator is very much like that, you know.
No, you're right. There's a lot of it feels like you can't take criticism anymore, and if you do, you kind of lower yourself down. Yeah. That's not true at all.
Don't know what's up with
that. We're not perfect. We don't make perfect things. If we suck, then, like, you know, we suck it up and try to fix it, or just
Sometimes really good things we just don't like that's just how it is sometimes, you know.
Hajime Isayama, we love you.
We love you, man.
That's all the news I got, pretty much.
I got some film news. Suzumi no Tojimari becomes the 25th highest earning film in Japan's history.
Wow.
And it's only been out for like 2 months. It's its 10th weekend.
I think I also read that it's the 10th biggest anime in Japan, film in Japan. Really cool.
I
cannot wait for that movie to come out.
Yeah.
I feel like this would also go in the probabilities of, like, reacting to, maybe not watch and react to Your Name, but I would like to see that again. But definitely Weathering With You. I'd like you to
I've never seen Weathering With
You. Yeah, so that'd be a good, maybe optional choice to react to, maybe for you guys before we watch Suzume.
Suzume no Tojimari.
Yeah, how do I not know the name? Yeah. I just know Suzume's door locking.
Suzume no Tojimari.
Suzume's, I just know.
Suzume's door locking.
Or the Japanese way, but. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Yeah. That would be a lot of
fun. Really looking forward to that movie.
Speaking of films, the first Slam Dunk anime films earns 8.27 billion yen and becomes the 72nd highest earning film.
Yeah, people
in Japan.
Like that. I mean, obviously, yeah. It's like Inoue's, you know, first work, second. Which one is it? His first.
His
which
first. Game? His first. Well, that's a good.
Well, I mean, not first, but like which came first?
I think Berserk. I think Slam Dunk came first.
Okay, yeah. So, I know people like it. Well, people know Vagabond more than Slam Dunk, but even then, I hear nothing about Slam Dunk or Vagabond in, you know, Japan, because we never see it on headlines or like Oricon sales or like, you know, news updates and whatnot. But people really love and are supporting Slam Dunk, and you know,
yeah.
And is it gonna get a? I mean, it's gonna get a Western release, right?
Yeah, Slam Dunk? That movie's coming. That movie's coming to us. So yeah, I mean, that's gonna be interesting. We're gonna have to be careful, because we're gonna have to see where this film takes place. Because
yeah, because I don't think we could just go straight up watch.
Yeah, I don't want to go straight up watch it if it's like
in the
towards
end of
the end of the story.
Yeah,
but if it's the beginning, why not? You know, yeah. Why not we go watch?
I don't think it is though. That'd be weird. I mean, I don't know. I have no knowledge.
I mean,
of...
the series finished. Like it had a finale, so we don't know.
Okay,
you know, Inoue has been done with that manga for a while. That's why he's writing Real. But yeah, it's a 72nd, so we have some like it just feels like nowadays all anime films that are coming out have broken some record, you know, in some way. But yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
they cast, this is just for you and me, they cast the actress Atsumi Tanezaki as Lady Nagant.
Who did she voice as in other stuff, if it says there?
I'm trying to figure
not
that
too
out.
Familiar with Japanese names other yeah. than Yuji.
It looks like she hasn't actually, maybe I'm lying. No, she's done a lot. Never mind.
Yeah, you're lying, man.
I'm a liar. Let's see what other stuff she's been in. Oh man, she's been a lot. Help
What's
me.
The name?
I'm
gonna look it up right here in my anime list and see that.
She plays Nikki in Dr. Stone.
Who's Nikki?
I don't know who Nikki is.
Man, you like Dr. Stone.
Maybe this shouldn't have been a news segment.
Well, right, if you know who it is.
Just
Lady Nagant.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool character.
Yeah, cool character.
We've already. I still haven't caught up with my hero in the anime. But did we already see her yet? Or
no. Oh, actually, yes, we did. We did see her this week. I haven't watched the new episode, but it takes place in Tartarus, so we do get to see her in this
Tartarus?
Episode.
Tartarus. I thought this was about heroes, not Greek mythology.
Not Greek. There are heroes in Greek mythology.
Well, yeah, but not like the way I was thinking.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Demon Slayer is going to be streaming season 2 on Netflix on January 21st, so check that out, you guys.
I thought it was season 3. I'm like, what?
You're like, huh?
What?
So this was interesting. I saw this a couple days ago. Vinland Saga and the Northmen come together for the ultimate Viking crossover.
Dude, that'd be sick. I saw the Northmen. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't like it as much as most people, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
another Viking story about revenge.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. I mean, Thorfinn, the Northmen was apparently a lot of people's films of the year, and it apparently bombed at the box office.
Oh yeah,
but
I was one of the few people that watched it.
You know, yeah. So I'm very interested. I actually do want to watch it because it looks great. So, Twin Engine announced on Friday that the Vinland Saga anime is teaming up with the 2020 American film The Northmen, directed by Robert Iger. Both titles are historically epics about Vikings featuring in revenge-driven protagonists. The collaboration involved Vinland Saga voice actors Yuto, who voices Thorfinn, and Kensho, who voices Canute. The Vinland Saga anime second season will premiere, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't really say what they're doing. I just thought it was fascinating that they're doing something, you know.
Northmen manga chapter or something like that? That'd be cool.
Yeah, I know that in the manga of Vinland Saga...
There was an
Assassin's Creed promo for for when Assassin's
Valhalla?
Creed did Valhalla. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think Assassin's Creed deserves it, Because yeah. I don't think Assassin's Creed has had a good game yeah. since Black Flag. But hey, that's just me. That's just
I got
dead franchise ratio.
Isn't Ubisoft like crumbling right now?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are crumbling.
Yeah.
And there's a part of me that just loves to see it because I don't like Ubisoft. They're an awful game company.
It's like a reward.
it's a reward. It's yeah, what you get. Yeah. Yeah. That's all the news that we have for
you. I have one more. I thought this was interesting. You know that anime I just mentioned earlier? Tomo-chan is a girl.
Yes.
The dub cast was released, and Sally Amaki is voicing Carol Alston in the Japanese and the English dub. So she's voicing the same character in both sub and dub.
Oh, yeah. Some of my friends are in that dub. That's right.
Yeah, this is one of the few times where you see the same person doing
both.
Yeah,
I saw that, the post they were doing the both. Yeah, yeah.
There's also like a promotional video behind the scenes with that actress. Really cool. I think in the story, she's an exchange student, so it kind of makes sense in the context of the story. That's really cool. I'm trying to remember another time like someone voices the same character.
The songs are the same over the span of time. The songs are the same for Uta, like in the sub and dub, so they didn't hire a new singer.
Oh, that's different. You see that a lot. I just meant in the terms of like same actor for both. It had to be a very specific case, but
yeah, I don't know. That's a good question,
Ben. You should learn the hell out of Japanese, and that way you can.
It's one of my dreams, do both. Man. If I write something, I will be voicing. I will
voice every character.
I will be voicing a character of my choice in the English, in the Japanese, and in the German.
Ben,
dub.
You can't be the main character in every anime. Watch me.
Watch me. And it won't be a big character because I don't want it to be a main character, but I do want it to be like a significant character. I wrote it. It's mine. Like, come on.
What are they going to do? They paid me already.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
All right, and that's all we got for real now. That's all the news we got for this week. And now we come to the main final segment. A review of Spy Family, technically part two. It was the first season, but we might as well just sometimes touch up on the first part of season one. But let's mainly just do the second part because I don't really remember much from the... Well, I do remember a lot from the first part, but mainly we're going to talk about the second part because it did come out along with the fall anime releases, which is what we're doing technically. After this, for a while, we'll be Chainsaw Man, and then we just got to wait for My Hero and Blue Lock to end.
Yeah.
But let's get straight up into it, Ben. Before we do like a very vague breakdown of each episode, if to my knowledge, I don't have the best memory, but I do know the big core things that happened in this first part. Mm-hmm. Did you like this better or the same, or what did the second
I liked
part...
it the same.
The same.
Because I think the first episode of Spy Family was spectacular, in my opinion. Like it invested me, and the first part also had that amazing part where he proposed
Lloyd
to Anya to
it would be topical
to Yor with the pin of the grenade, which is just brilliant,
very sexy,
very brilliant, but not. That didn't really, stuff like that didn't really happen this season.
Ben has a different idea of how Spy Family wants to go.
Until the end, right? And the last two episodes were brilliant.
Of this really part good. Or the first part?
Of this part.
Yeah.
And the last, my favorite four episodes, first two episodes of Spy Family, last two episodes of this season. Mm. And I think that that's how a season should be, probably.
Close out, yeah.
You know? I think I liked it the same. If I had to choose, I think I might have liked the first one just a little bit better.
Yeah. It did have that, like, the shock and awe of, like, I can't believe it's this good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are we just going to vaguely... I don't want to go through...
No. That's what I'm saying.
I don't remember some stuff that happened in the middle.
No, that's okay. I feel like... I was just saying that, but, but try to be organized. But like, I feel like we should just talk about our favorite moments. Yeah, let's just jump all over the place.
So we start the season, like, with the dog.
Right? Yeah, we get introduced to the newest and the
that
final...
That dog is cute.
Final, Bond.
Woof.
Yeah, he says borf in the manga and in the anime. He says,
was that borf. Was that was the first part with the little kid who's daddy? That was the first part, right?
No. That was the first part, not the second part.
He's like super buff kid.
Like, I thought I was an adult, but then you see him next to his dad, and he's like, okay, he's a kid, I guess. Like, that dude, he's just on steroids.
Daddy.
Yeah, this show, I mean, I know it's enjoyable and it's like wholesome, but it can surprisingly be one of the most hilarious shows of the season.
Oh,
it's really good.
I wouldn't have had this backing without it being as hilarious as it is, you know.
But yeah, we get Bond, who is the last and final member of the Forger family. You know, Anya wants a dog. She gets a reward for getting a Stella star, right?
Yeah.
So she, you know, they go dog shopping, and there's like a whole like, you know, like a mini plot of like a bomb about to go off. They're using dogs as bombs. Super awful, by the way.
Yes.
Luckily, Lloyd and Anya not team up, but, you know, both do their part in stopping it. And, you know, Anya meets this not telepathic, but can tell the future.
Yeah.
A dog that can tell the future, which adds interesting things. I feel like in terms of all the members of the family, you know, Bond doesn't have that big of a part. Maybe not yet, at least. He's like the least. Obviously, he's a dog, but like with such a cool power, he's like the least to use in terms of like, wow, we can see like a lot
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that dog has built up some conflict.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen our past Spy Family reviews, I just want a little bit more conflict in Spy. I just want chaos. I just want a little bit, just a teensy bit,
because
I enjoy the slice of life stuff and I think that's interesting. But I think that there has been so much buildup, especially with the Cold War and with your being an assassin.
Ben's such an instigator.
Kind of,
he wants like,
and kind of, yeah, I'm like
something.
I'm like poking Endo, and I'm like, do something with this,
because
he has built it up, and if he doesn't go that route, fine, whatever, but he has a possibility of making this like one of those scenes, like, you know, when like in season 4 of Attack on Titan, when you're like, oh god, what's gonna happen, oh my god, it's all gonna explode, and then it either does or it doesn't, right? And in Attack on Titan it does, and I'm assuming in this one it's not, but
because it definitely, you know, doesn't have man-eating titans
militaristic,
you know,
but it does, like, it has built up some stuff, like we talked about with Bond, where he sees some stuff where he's like, where he sees the future, and he saw Lloyd all bloody, and he saw Yor like kind of like crying and stuff. And then also we've heard Anya going to sleep and going, no. And she said, no, Mama, don't kill Papa, or don't hurt Papa. And Lloyd was like, oh, the imagination of children.
Like, so innocent.
I'm like, he has built it up for this big conflictual, you know, thing to happen. And it's not like Spy Family hasn't had action in it. It actually has some very good action. But it can have a climactic end.
I haven't,
you know,
read, caught up to the manga past. It's been a while since I've read it, but last I remember was a pretty big moment in this series. But if it's like, it's on chapter 73 as of right now, if it gets to like 100, and it's like not to what Ben, I mean, not exactly how Ben wants it, but if it's not somewhere like that by like a chapter 100, I start to feel worried. I'm like, yo, where are we going?
Where are we going?
Don't let this drag on too much. I mean, but again, 100 chapters isn't a lot, but like at the pace of that Endo goes, it's like he does a lot with like a very little.
But just imagine if Endo killed off Lloyd. Because he said he doesn't care
like
about
that,
these characters.
Not that much.
He said he doesn't care about these characters. Imagine the balls on this man to go, nah, I killed Anya.
I'm about to ruin everyone's day.
Nah, I killed Anya. Like, imagine him doing it. And imagine this is like a message for him going, don't make me write stuff I don't want to write.
This is what you get for liking it too much.
Yeah, this is what you get. No, obviously I don't want to have that happen, but I think
it'd be
interesting. You know,
it'd be a big turn of events. It'd be a definitely big turn from the family-friendly show everyone loved so much. That's why it's so popular in Japan, because it's just so...
But I think that would be fascinating if at the beginning you think it's going to be this huge spy action thriller.
I mean,
then it adopts a family-friendly, and then it turns into both.
When it comes to any Cold War story, even in the West, it always ties in with the theme of brink of disaster. That's not really a theme, but always ties into something like it could go wrong at any minute. Any second. I remember I was watching Bridge of Spies, which is like about the Cold War and about like two spies getting exchanged for each other. Like anything could go wrong and cause a culmination of events that could just spark into an absolute disaster. Big or small, however you're telling the story, these kinds of story always have that underlying tone and like idea of like, it could go down at any minute. You know what I mean?
No, 1,000,000,000%.
But this, I don't know what happens exactly after these few episodes. I do want to touch up on a big highlight, for me at least, in this second part.
Let's say it together.
Fiona!
Yours cooking.
No. Was that in this
episode? Yeah, that was this one.
That was a funny episode, too. Yeah,
It was like two episodes, because the one of them was...
Feels like a long time, because,
It was a long time ago. Yeah. It was about 12 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But yours cooking was, you know... that was a big thing, and then she goes. I really like her coworker. She was really rude.
You know what?
She was really rude, but then her husband is really nice and is like really supportive, and is like, "You should make friends." And she's like, "But I don't want to." You know, like I think it's really great. I really like what they've done.
And
with
I
her.
Love God. One of my favorite. I mean, people hate him, but like I think you grow up. Yuri, he comes up. He's like, "Oh man, this is so good." It's like absolute garbage, and he's like throwing it up at the same time. But that's all he's used to, so he prefers his like what his.
Yuri scares me. Though.
I mean, he's so funny.
He is really funny. He's but really I'm funny. Like, you're a little bit too attached. I'm afraid for you.
Oh man, I like it. Yeah. I love it so much. That was a really good episode.
We did get that one in that same episode. That one where Frankie fell in love with someone.
Yeah, and, poor dude has an awful love life situation.
Yeah, and I loved that scene where him and Lloyd were getting drinks.
Yeah,
and then Frankie's like, says the guy who has a wife, you know, who has like a smoking hot wife, and Lloyd is like, no, we like it's obviously this is just like a situation, and Frankie, I think he said something like, if you think that that's the only thing. I'm whatever, and he left.
Yeah, Lloyd.
And we had just a really good moment with Lloyd, you know, like where he was just kind of alone there. Man, like those are the best parts.
Yeah,
you know,
show was really underrated.
Yeah,
I always said that it was gonna be like under.
I think it's fairly rated. I think everybody loves.
No, but like I meant in comparison to everything that came out that season. Chainsaw Man was all everyone's talking about. Bleach was what everyone was talking about. My Hero.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Spy Family is there. It's just like everyone knew that people were gonna like.
It might need to be higher in my. Best animes of 20 because this was really good.
Yeah,
man.
It really was. Really good. I feel like that's why I like talking about this kind of stuff. You forget how much you like it, and like it's just so good.
But let's talk about your
Fiona,
your favorite character.
I really like Fiona.
Is she your favorite character?
Nightfall. No. Nightfall, but I mean, okay, she was a highlight of this second part.
Okay.
Because she's so hilarious.
Yeah, she's
great.
She's
like such a 180 character. You're like, oh, she's just like. You know, really cold.
I just never seen anything done like it before. Like somebody who's so dead in the face, but is so like, ada ada or sugoi, in the behind.
She's like a tsundere, basically. Yeah. Or like yandere. She's kind of both, you know, where she's like, I hate everyone in this world, but you, marry me, please. And she's like head over heels for Lloyd. It's like a very.
Sorry, guys, somebody, my neighbor, he likes to rev up his. Motorcycle.
I'll tell him to get. I don't know. Like.
I'm afraid.
Don't worry.
People like that tend to have guns.
Okay. Well, that's not good. Anyway. But yeah, Fiona. She has a very childish, like, inner warmth in her heart.
Yep.
To the point to where she has like ridiculous thoughts. She wants to replace Yor, and she thinks she could do a better job at the position that she's in.
Yeah.
And it's more personal than that. She just wants to be with Lloyd in general. And it's so
funny. And Lloyd is the oblivious.
It's so funny because like every time she's like tries to hide it, she acts so cold and he's like, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry I pissed you off so much. And then inside she's like, please like don't go
away.
She's
like, no.
And there's like the whole tennis match like thing. By the way, it's super hilarious.
I think her and Yuri are going to be perfect together.
Yeah,
her and Yuri.
They're very protective over each other.
Yeah,
like,
I think
know.
They would be perfect for each other, but that's just me.
Yeah, that would be. I didn't think about that. That'd be funny.
That was the first thing I thought of when I saw her. I was like, I was like, I wonder if she's ever going to meet Yuri.
They're both so aggressive.
Yeah, they're so aggressively, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, really hilarious stuff with her. And then there was like the scene. I probably skipped over a few episodes. I'll go back
it's
on a few of them.
Fine.
But there, I also love the scene where she like tries to like one up Yor, and they had like the little
tennis match.
And like the budget once again kicks up like to 1,000, and like Yor like hits it and it goes light speed. It's like, oh, I'm gonna die. And then she tries to stop it, and it's like Hunter Hunter. It's like all the force and like light, like all the force of the world. And she's like, ah!
Yeah. Obviously, like last season we had that dodgeball episode where it was clearly a Dragon Ball reference because Damien was on Namek, right?
Yeah.
Which was so weird that how well Namek looked in there. Like the references are just like any
good quality old school Dragon Ball like would be nice to look at.
To be honest, I would love to see a Wit X Cloverworks Dragon Ball project. Oh, that would be so good.
It'd be nice.
It'd be nice to, after we saw that fan animation, it'd be nice to see anybody other than Toei Animation get their hands on Dragon Ball, see what they do with it.
A very quick tangent. If we had the choice between Mudeta, the illustrator for One Punch Man, if you would have him illustrate My Hero Academia Vigilantes or Dragon Ball Super, which one would you have him illustrate for?
Oh my god.
Very quick tangent. I just thought of this the other day and I was like, this is a good question to ask.
My Hero Academia Vigilantes?
Or Dragon Ball Super? Which would you rather have him draw for?
Dragon Ball Super. Yeah. I love, here's the thing, I love actually both the manga people who work on it. Because it's interesting that you talk about this, because Dragon Ball Super is technically similar to One Punch and Vigilantes because Akira Toriyama is writing it.
Yeah.
Or is holding the hand of, oh, what's the mangaka's name? Come on.
I just know he's a big fan of Dragon Ball in general.
Yeah. What's the mangaka's name? Mangaka DB Super.
I'm trying to find it right now.
It's Yumimoto. What is his name? What is his name? Akira Toriyama. Toyotaro. Ah! Come on, I thought it started with a Y. It starts with a T and then a Y. Toyotaro, I should know that. But Toyotaro is technically being his handheld by Akira Toriyama. And Toyotaro was chosen not because he's the best artist, because his design fits for Dragon Ball. I actually like Vigilantes' art style because eventually it got there to Horikoshi's style. And arguably, Vigilantes might have the best arc in My Hero as its final arc. It's a really good final arc. So I would choose Dragon Ball Super, even though I like Toyotaro and I think he gets better with every chapter he draws. I just think that, like, the villains that the villains that Murata draws is like, they're Dragon Ball esque, man.
Yeah,
they have to be
that,
inspired
so,
by Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
you know, so like,
probably would fit better for Dragon Ball
probably
Super.
Yeah.
Just small tangent. I thought that was an interesting topic to throw out there.
Agreed. But Fiona, so...
Yeah.
So
really great.
Yeah, she was really
hilarious
funny.
Animation and really high budget. And then, like, obviously her tennis racket broke whenever she tried to counter Yor's hit.
Yeah.
Really and funny. And then she, like, drives off crying.
Yeah.
I just love how 180, like, how 180 her character can be whenever, you know.
Yeah, it was interesting because I think that's the first time we saw her be, like, you know...
openly.
But we also see, like... I've seen this so many times, Yor's little, like anxious dance.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, the one...
Yeah.
The number one trending thing. Like, we're doing, like, the little cutesy, like, twirl.
Do that again?
No. I'm not going to do it again, no.
Great.
Ben's going to make an edit out of that or something like that. No. But, yeah, there's also the episode with the kid with the Stewie head or haircut. You know what I mean? Like, the really... Edgar Allan Poe looking face, you know what I mean? Like the weird one with the bull cut and like the...
One of Damien's friends?
Yeah, not really friends. He was just a classmate. Him up. He's in one of the episodes. It's not that memorable of an episode, but it is pretty funny. It's when like Damien's father's company buys out another company and like the kid is like, oh, I'm not going to be able to go to school anymore because my dad's going to lose his job. Goodbye, everybody, and everyone gives him a good send off, gives him like gifts, and like it's been fun having you here.
Oh, George Gluman?
Yeah, I think so. That's his name. And then what happens is like the kid is like, "All right, Dad, we're not going to school anymore." He's like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, they bought us out. I still have a job. You're still going to school there. It's just things are gonna be different now. And he, after like the emotional experience at school, he's like, oh, I'm back. And then everyone's like, I can't believe you used it like that. You're like, because they gave him crap and he's like, you better give it back. Like, really hilarious. I just like how they focus on a character, build it up just for like one good joke. And it's really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that was a funny moment. I'm trying to think of another episode that was...
Let's see.
Wasn't this the one with the really bad... Yeah, this is the season I keep... I'm trying to remember, like... differentiate between the two parts and which episode had which. This is the one where Lloyd was trying to change Anya's grades to like really good or something to make sure she doesn't fail. And then there was another spy who was basically doing the same job, but he was like really bad at it.
This was
really hilarious. He's like, I am something. He's like trying to one up Twilight. He doesn't know Twilight, but he's heard of him. He's like, I am Midnight or something. All right, something like that.
That's no Daybreak.
Daybreak, there you go.
Daybreak.
Really funny.
Name.
Yeah. God, he looks so stupid. And he was like getting away just by this.
And then Lloyd has to undo like his sabotage, you know? Like he doesn't.
He's like, you're gonna walk in there without any backup. Hello, sir. How are you gonna get through here? We need some identification. Oh, I don't have one. I'll just slip on by. And then Lloyd comes up. Sir, did he drop this? And he's like, oh, thank you. That idiot just gave me a fake ID. I can't believe it. Or something like that. and then he like hit. And then once he tries to take out Lloyd, he hits him. And Lloyd was like, that was such a weak hit. But I had to pretend like I got hit on purpose. That entire shenanigans was absolutely hilarious.
Poor Lloyd. Lloyd goes through it this whole season, bro. Oh, man. Poor guy.
I think the most memorable moment is like the one episode you talk about, specifically with him and your...
The episode, The Role of a Mother and Wife.
Yeah.
A big theme of this part is the insecurity that comes with Yor and being a mom, right? Because it's a big portion of it is that Yor's like, oh, I'm not good enough for this, you know? And especially when Fiona comes into the picture, Yor's afraid that he'll just be like, oh, you know. And it's become more of a thing that Yor has feelings for Lloyd. And less of a Yor has feelings for Lloyd and Anya. She loves her family now, and she wants to be with them. She can't quite like say that. She doesn't like pinpoint it, but that is the case.
We're all like,
you know, it
come
used,
on.
Yeah, it used come to on. Be it used to be where she was like, oh, I have to do this so that I don't stay suspicious, you know.
Yeah.
But now she's like, it's because I genuinely care for them.
But everyone is so like into their business because like once they say, see, you're kind of down and about thinking about her own thing, but people are thinking, oh, he must be mistreating her or something. What could an awful husband?
Yeah.
He must be a spy. And I'm like, what? Oh my God. Or something like that. Or they said something. We're going to report into like the something police. And I'm like, how can you not like mind your own business so Lloyd doesn't have to do so much work?
Not in a Cold War society, you can't. You know?
Man, but it was so hilarious how like Lloyd has to like, oh, fine, I guess I gotta do normal things for a day so people don't suss me out.
Yeah.
But and then they go on a date, which is really nice.
Yeah, they do. And Lloyd is like, what I love about it so much, what I loved about that episode was Lloyd, he began to see it as a mission, right? Because we've seen at the beginning of the series that Lloyd was with intimate relations with a woman, right?
Various women,
yeah,
right?
He was with one, and then he just went, okay, yeah, we're done, by the way. And then she was like, hey, where are you going? Like, this guy who she'd been with for probably like 6 months is just like, okay, bye.
Something he's very experienced to just like, taking a woman and just throwing her away for the sake of the
mission. And he was like, so I have to make sure I gotta play it smooth. I gotta play it as Twilight, you know? And I'm glad that the mangaka went, I'm going to put this idea in this character's head and then he's gonna get punished for it. Any thoughts that are any less than honest, you can't earn, you know? Because what the mangaka could have done is it could have just gone off without a hitch and then Yor and Lloyd could have had this fake relationship, you know, that Yor thought was real and Lloyd didn't, which is not what the story is. It has to be earned. And when Lloyd goes in for a kiss, Yor, of course, kicks the utter living heck out of him, and he goes across the entire bar.
And then he lands, he's like, whoo, and then he's like all about to pass out. He's like, Jesus Christ.
Like, he's like, oh my God. Like, how does he not know? You know, how does he not? My wife kicks much harder than like a normal human being would.
It's like, I think the anime did it justice, but reading that panel, if you look at the manga, I think it's done a bit more hilariously. Like, the faces they make is like, absolutely like rolling on the floor laughing, like, but he, like, there's a moment where he's like, does she actually have feelings for me? And he's like, nah, that's not true. But it's a real good moment between them.
I mean, the best moment of the episode is what happens after, is when he's like
resting on her lap,
when he's resting on her laps after he's passed out, you know. And then he basically tells her, and it was really nice. She was like holding him and stuff like that, and she was still drunk, obviously.
Yeah.
And
she's not good enough. Like,
yeah, and he just tells him what she feels, and then he reassures her that there's nobody better at this than you.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
Really wholesome. Really like it.
Yeah, and then the next episode, we get Becky takes Anya on shopping.
Yeah.
Or like later on in that episode that happens.
But the final episode, I believe, is pretty pivotal, because for the first time we see Damien's father.
Definitely the best episode.
Yeah. Really good.
And this is what I mean by conflict, right? Is when you're like, this could explode if you do any wrong move, right?
Yeah.
And Lloyd planned it out so perfectly. And I loved that Damien's dad is really, really, he's more astute than other people.
Yeah.
Like, he's like,
he's
like
on edge, or looks like it.
But he also, like, when Lloyd walks away from him, he was looking at him like, I'm on to you.
There's
you
a know? Really good theory that I read that What's he that? Might be a telepath.
Ooh.
Like, he has like stitches like around his head. And,
oh, wow.
And the fact that we never see Anya's full head, because it's always her hair covering it. That's just a theory that I read.
That's a really good theory. Cool. I like that.
And the reason why, like, Lloyd introduces himself and all the things he says, he always looks like super crazed and whatnot. But like, more than usual, when like Lloyd speaks, when Lloyd's thinking, he's just like looking at him like,
yeah,
like, you're full of crap. Like, you're a spy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
really,
just
a theory. But
if that's
really
true, what stops him from just going, you're a spy?
I don't know. Maybe ulterior motives, or like wants to use them for something.
Okay,
but
okay.
That's just a theory that I saw, and I was like,
just a theory.
But that's just a theory.
Anime theory. Thanks for watching.
Does he do any anime theories?
He does. He's done some Dragon Ball and My Hero Academia stuff. Yeah.
That's funny. No, but
that I watch him regularly.
I have seen the My Hero Academia one. That was really interesting. Yeah. But that episode is really good because it.
Oh, it was All Might taking Quirk. That's what it was.
Yeah, there you go.
One.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're right. But yeah, really good, interesting theory. But nonetheless, the moment is pretty tense and like interesting.
Yeah.
To show, you know, what they have. Lloyd doing his best to like trying to get his kids close together.
And Damien just wanting to have a good dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not happening, but
Damien's a bit of a snot-nosed brat, but you know.
And there's a reason for that.
No kid deserves, definitely. What he gets from his father is like no attention and like.
Yeah.
You should do better, and like, that's barely impressive, or you know, and
the brother doesn't seem much. The small glimpses of the brother that we got through the phone, and he was like, "Can you tell Dad to meet me here?" And he's like, "Why would I do that? Like, he's not gonna meet you."
Yeah.
like, jeez, I can't wait till we meet that character.
Something
I'm
called bedside
interested.
Manner. Maybe we should learn a few things.
I can't wait till we meet that character. I'm very interested in that.
Yeah,
you know, but yeah.
Overall, this season's really good. I'm surprised at how soon we're getting the second one. I'm sorry if we glossed over a lot of things.
Movie first, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I meant. We're getting a movie and a show this year, ideally, right?
Really?
I don't know. I thought.
Oh, I mean.
I thought that's how I read it.
Maybe Wit and Cloverworks can just slap it down and go to town.
I thought that's how I read it. Either way, we are definitely getting
a movie. Do they have enough content to make a second season and a movie?
I think I know what the movie will be about. As for the second
Lloyd's
season.
Lloyd's backstory, right?
Maybe. Surely? No, there's one more thing that happens. There's a big thing. Not a big thing, but there's a good arc that happens before that, which I think the movie will take place about. But I don't know. One of them will be getting this year, and I don't know if both of them will be coming out this year. But I remember reading that we're getting both. I don't know, because maybe I'm confusing that with Demon Slayer, because Demon Slayer is getting their film and then the show. right?
Demon Slayer is having an OVA and then a show and then a movie. The no show. I think you're right about Spy Family.
Oh, okay.
Show. Demon Slayer is getting a small OVA.
They just do shows, like no movies. Yeah, like, I know. It's getting really confusing now.
Demon Slayer is doing a TV, and it's all because of Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer is doing a small TV special, an OVA, if you will, and then they're going to have the movie.
So many anime films, like so many now. I mean, it's a good thing, but it's like, I got to watch this. Oh, wait, but this. Oh, if you want to watch this, you got to do this. IQ is doing it. Attack on Titan, we have no news on that, but I won't be surprised. I won't put it past them if they did something like that.
They're going to do a movie.
Dude, I heard a leak that there is going to be, that the final part would be split into two cores.
The final
part will be split into two cores.
The final part will, you be mean split. Part three of the final, so what you're saying
that's,
is.
I read a leak somewhere.
So what you're saying is that we're going to get season 4, part 3, part 1.
And then part 2.
Yeah, part so three. Episode 1 will be episode 1 of part 1 of part 3 of season 4, the final season, Attack on Titan.
Yeah. I read that somewhere. I don't know if that's true. Nothing's officially confirmed, but I remember reading that, and I was like, that is the dumbest thing
ever. Mappa's like, we got to stress this out. You
really,
know?
Like,
it should not have been. I'm just going to outright say it. They should not have advertised this ever as the final season. They should have done a season 4 and a season 5. This is just what I think. And I think season 4 should have ended right when Eren announces himself to be the true antagonist of the series, right? True antagonist. Take that as you will.
Yeah, that's one of the things that really frustrated me about that entire, you know,
but
debacle.
We'll talk about Attack on Titan when it comes. I haven't seen a lot of the OVAs, so we might react to that when it comes back around, which should be happening anytime soon.
Levi's OVA is really good.
Good.
But nonetheless, Spy Family Part 2, go check it out if you haven't. Yeah. Really hilarious, really wholesome.
Why is the storytelling of Spy Family so good, Edgar? Just, why do we enjoy it? If it's just a slice of life, why has it brought together shonen, slice of life, romance, everybody to it? All of Japan has rallied side by side.
It's very easy to watch. It has that, and as for the West, it has that non-really anime feel because it's not in Japan.
Yeah.
And it's very like tangible in terms of like what the world looks like there. And it puts a hilarious and very unique cast together to where any character you're watching is very fun to watch. And it's wholesome in a sense to where like anyone, you can show your parents this. My mom saw like a poster of it, like that looks fun or something.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know what
really?
I don't know what she said, but she said like, "Ooh, what's that about?"
Yeah,
and
my
like,
dad bought the first volume, and I was like, "Dad, really? I own every volume. Just come upstairs and get it."
Yeah, yeah, but like it's enough to where like you can show your parents it, and it puts like all these characters with very unique traits and sometimes skills and abilities, and puts them in very funny and like very like random scenarios to where it makes it like 10 times as entertaining as a regular show would do it. Mm. And it has a very serious background happening within the story, a very serious plot thread happening in the background is what I meant to say. Because as Ben says it, and as he hopes for it to be like, it could get very serious real quick. If done correctly or if done the way we want it to be, but it kind of seems like it's going to happen because, again, as I said before, it deals with like a Cold War aspect and those stories tend to happen that way. But it's just all around very easy to watch, entertaining, and it's like a good starter anime.
Yeah,
like it has that factor, very specific factor that's really hard to describe, but it just has that. It has that it factor. Yeah. Really good.
It's got the it factor.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't wait for more of it. And I'm probably going to pick up the manga again because it's just an easy read and it's such an interesting read.
Yeah.
And it's really hilarious. Go check that out. And we're almost wrapped up almost with the fall anime season for right now. Next week, we got Chainsaw Man. Ben needs to watch like a few more episodes. He's read the manga, but
I'm gonna watch like 5 episodes.
Oh, they're good. I mean, It's a good show. Yes. You won't have much trouble getting through them. Really good, really good series. We'll do our review of how the first season went. And we'll be looking forward to that some more. And we'll probably do small updates on how our Blue Lock and My Hero reactions, but we'll definitely get those full reaction. Yeah. Not sorry, full reviews for you guys once those come to a close. And then we might do a Vinland Saga review. No, we're done. We're going to do a Vinland Saga review when that
ends. There's no way
We'll just be talking about it as it goes on as
Of course.
Because it's just that good.
Because it's my favorite story in all of anime and manga. It just is. I love it. Yeah. It's great.
More than One Piece.
Yep.
Let's go. One Piece for the L.
One Piece for the L. No, One Piece was always behind Vinland Saga, but you know. Before we leave, Edgar, just a couple of things. Last week, we couldn't decide on the 2022 anime of the year.
Yep.
So we asked you guys, in 2022, had some amazing animes, but which one was your favorite?
Yeah.
Comment for others. So in last place, it's a tie between Love is War Season 3 and Bocchi the Rock.
Wow, y'all 7%. Are so wrong. Y'all are so
Bunch of 50 votes.
Bunch of what do you call it? Bandwagoners, suck ups. Watch more anime.
Yo, chill out, dog.
I'm kidding.
In third place is Demon Slayer Season 2, 9%.
Okay.
In second is Mob Psycho 3 with 28%.
This is why I told you we probably shouldn't have put Chainsaw Man.
And then in an overwhelming victory at 50% was Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, we probably should.
However,
just
Mob Psycho was tied with Chainsaw Man for a long time. Like, it was neck and neck, but these past couple of days, Chainsaw Man has just
probably
taken it.
Yeah, we probably should have left Chainsaw Man out. But
we agree.
Don't worry.
We got some comments on here. Scythe9734 says he really liked Attack on Titan Final Season Part 2.
Yeah.
And he really liked Bocchi the Rock, so a man after your own heart.
Nice.
Tenru Unito said Bleach reigned supreme last year, which gotta completely agree with. And then Hunter Hutchinson talked about what we talked about today. He said Spy X Family was his favorite anime of the year.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah, make sure you guys comment on all that stuff. We always try and leave a poll once a week, and we can interact with you guys, hear your opinions, all of that stuff. If you are more interested in the Manga Monday show, we have so much stuff going on all platforms. We just started a new TikTok. Our Instagram is always going wild. YouTube, we're always doing stuff. And of course, we are always on all podcast sites, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. If you want to see more reactions from us, put that in the comments below. Let us know. If you really liked our opening reactions, maybe we'll react to the endings of those same animes as well. Maybe we'll react to other things. Just don't expect us to become a reaction channel.
Yeah, we're going to be reacting to us reacting to stuff.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd
let's do how we reacted to what we reacted to last week, and then we'll react to that, and it'll just be this never-ending spiral, you know?
That's like the Fine Bros, like, number one dream.
Yeah. Oh,
we all know how those
they're living. They're not living. I don't even know if their channel is still. I think they're dead. Yeah.
The channel, at least.
Yeah. Not them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll catch you guys on the next Manga Monday show.
Bye.